Well, it may come as no surprise to regular listeners of The Hard Shoulder that we're now going to talk about psychopaths. A new study published by the Journal of Business Ethics has asked if bad employees are happier working under abusive bosses and supervisors, arguing that those who possess the characteristics of a psychopath actually thrive in such scenarios. I don't know what a psychopath is. Maybe I am one. I don't know. Well, we've invited Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry, a practicing psychiatrist, to tell us all about what is a psychopath.
Thank you for having me in. A psychopath is a person with a particular personality disorder. That's a set of personality traits generally present since childhood that cause significant difficulty for the person and often for others. So there are various kinds of personality disorder. You can have an anxious, obsessive personality disorder or a histrionic personality disorder. But you can also have a psychopathic or psychopathic personality disorder, which is what's generally known as a psychopath. And that's a particular kind of person with a particular set of characteristics that are psychopathic or antisocial or dissocial. And at the heart of it lies a lack, a callous unconcern for other people.
And are you born to be a psychopath or can you become one?
You can certainly become one. There is some evidence.
It's not inevitable, though.
Oh, it's by no means inevitable. But usually it's a slowly emerging collection of behaviours and approaches that becomes apparent in school or in the teens, but then becomes very much established as a young adult. At that point,
and is it a clinical condition, like you'd have schizophrenia, bipolar? Is it a condition?
It's not as well defined as those illnesses. And indeed, some people would argue that the category it's in, personality disorder, should not exist as an illness category at all. That it's just the way some people are. That it's not like an illness they experience. It's part of how they're built. And there's a lot of sympathy for that viewpoint, because there aren't that many treatments that help people. Even if somebody believes they are a psychopath, and that's very rare to believe you are a psychopath,
you're in denial about it.
Yeah, you absolutely don't know most of the time. Most of us have a very limited insight into the kind of personalities that we have.
The level of self-awareness is poor.
It's poor in everybody. It's probably particularly poor in psychopaths because they have particular difficulty with awareness about such matters in themselves.
Okay, well, just so that we can get a kind of fix on this, Brendan, in history of mankind, womankind, name some psychopaths that were clinically confirmed, just so that I can get a picture in my head. Has there ever been an Irish psychopath?
I'm sure there have been many, but there's never been any famous Irish psychopaths. To think of someone
like, was Hitler a psychopath?
People have argued that Hitler was a psychopath. I mean, what you're looking for in a historical figure, or indeed anybody, is a callous unconcern for the feelings of others, a persistent attitude of disregard for social norms, an incapacity to maintain relationships, although no difficulty establishing them. Very good at making relationships, quite intense relationships, but then leaves them in a state of chaos and destruction without a thought. And people also have a low tolerance to frustration and an incapacity to experience guilt. In other words, many people who do something bad that upsets other people, they feel guilty about it at some level. They may still go ahead and do it, but they'll feel bad. A psychopath appears just not to have that feeling. It's not that they don't feel guilt. It's just they don't have a guilt concept.
Are there questions one can ask oneself or ask of someone near and dear to you to ascertain if they're a psychopath? Like, is there a set of kind of benchmark questions you can ask them and say, oh yeah, you're a psychopath?
there are research tools often involving hundreds of questions which are sometimes used in courtrooms.
Fire a few questions at me, because I'm pretty amoral myself and I tick a lot of the boxes you're talking about. I can be very ambivalent to other people's feelings if I want to.
So that's if you want to, but you have the capacity to take into account other people's feelings.
Don't underestimate my psychopath tendencies. What are the questions?
Okay, well, do the feelings of others influence your decisions about what to do or what not to do?
Absolutely not. And so far, no, I'm not going to be an amby-pamby sensitive person. I'll plough on, I'll punch through. I don't mind a bit of criticism or stick. Yeah, carry on.
Do you punch through and plough on without any regard for social norms or for social
rules? Oh, I love swimming against the tide. Absolutely.
But you, you, but
Crinklies, you, millennials, the whole lot.
But you're purposely swimming against the tide. So you are letting the rules at least shape your behaviour, albeit in an inverse way. You're aware of the rules and you're moving against them. It's not that you don't regard them at all.
Right, okay.
So that's quite different. It means you have an internalised
set of rules. So the psychopath would have no appreciation of the rules?
No, the rules would be irrelevant to the psychopath, and the psychopath would not take delight in subverting the rules or going against them. The rules would simply not be relevant in the same way that others' feelings
would not be
relevant.
Okay, I get a kind of grey area there. Go on to the next one. I'm black and white on some of these.
Okay. Do you have a capacity to maintain enduring relationships? Are you able to maintain a relationship?
Well, just as he told me that's one of the big ones, that if you can't... Yeah, I'm married 32 years, but it's been very tough, very difficult. I mean, like, I've carried, you know, it's not easy. Like, I you would feel like saying to hell with these long-term relationships. But I do believe in the work context that life is a series of temporary alliances.
Okay, and that's a pragmatic judgment, but it appears you have the ability to maintain at least one relationship for 32 years.
That's a fingernail one.
But you're capable of doing it, and if you choose not to use that capacity, that's up to you. That means you're unlikely to be a psychopath. What about guilt? Do you ever experience guilt?
Oh, moral, no guilt, no guilt. No shame, no guilt, no nothing. Wouldn't even bother me.
Okay, it's funny. I sense that you're riven by guilt and shame, even in the course of this conversation.
Not at all. Shameless. Shameless is a word.
You are reacting so strongly to the idea of guilt that I come to the conclusion you have an internalized notion of guilt that you're responding to in this interview, and therefore you're not a psychopath. Because guilt is there as a concept. It's motivating you in some way in this conversation.
So how would you be honest with yourself when you're having a private moment looking in the mirror whether you had a capacity for guilt or not?
Well, this is exceptionally difficult to know. The question is, do people who are psychopaths realise that they are psychopaths? You know, could you be a psychopath and actually not know it? And the answer is yes, you could. Because there are very few people who assess or judge themselves with the honesty and harshness required in order to meet these criteria.
Okay, so if you meet the criteria that you might be a psychopath, can you fix it?
It's very difficult to fix it. There is no treatment. And this is why some people argue it should not be considered a psychiatric condition at all. For example, there is no demonstrated psychological therapy that would help, no demonstrated medication that would help. They do say that you can teach people psychological awareness, but it's very difficult with the psychopath.
Is a psychopath a psychopath 24/7, or is it like depression? It can come and go.
Psychopathic traits are deeply ingrained and enduring. They don't really turn on and turn off. They're pretty much there all the time in all areas of life.
Okay. So if someone knew someone that was a psychopath, what's the best way to approach it?
Well, it's very important to realise that the person who you think is a psychopath will not be motivated by guilt, will not be motivated by compassion, and will proceed regardless of your feelings or the rules. And one should just alter one's expectations of
and
such
other,
a person.
Are there degrees of being a psychopath? You can be kind of light touch, or you could be kind of heavy duty.
Absolutely. There are severe, it can be very, very severe. I mean, unconcern with the feelings of others could extend to killing others without feeling anything. Or
maybe they're just looking to get off. You know what I mean? Like in the court and say, I have a piece of paper here saying I'm a psychopath, so therefore what I did doesn't matter.
Generally, psychopathy is not seen as a defence in court at all. There has been a lot of legal arguments about this, but saying you're a psychopath won't work in the courtroom, Ivan.
Well, I'm sure loads of our listeners are psychopaths. Text us at 53106 if you feel you tick these boxes. But my thanks to Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry. We'll certainly have you back, of TCD and a practicing psychiatrist. Everything you wanted to know about psychopaths. Thank you.